This Saturday, Des Moines, Iowa band Parlors is going to make a stop in Dayton at Ghostlight Coffee. They'll be playing with Chris N. Last week, I caught up with Dana Halferty from the band, and we chatted a little bit about what Parlors has been up to. We started off talking about how the band formed.
When I was younger, I played guitar in a couple bands around the Des Moines area, just kind of getting my feet wet. It was when I was in high school. I moved away for a handful of years through school and work and different things like that. And 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, I decided to move home and kind of try my hand at writing music and having a band that was formed more around songs I had written. And that was kind of my first time doing that. And so that was just at the beginning of 2010 that I moved back to Iowa to do music. And then we released our first EP in January 2011.
And what was the experience like, you know, releasing and working on music that you had written yourself? Was that intimidating when you first started doing it, sort of putting your material out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think I had too many expectations because it was a very new and vulnerable process for me. And when I went into the studio, Eric, who still plays guitar for us, and then a previous band member, Scott, were the only two that I really went into the studio with, and it was just the three of us, and we created these five songs really from scratch in the studio. I had already written the songs, but in terms of producing them and shaping them, we just really fleshed them out in the studio and didn't even have a live band yet, hadn't really thought about what that would look like. So when we finished recording the five-song EP, we're like, you know, this is actually decent. Like, I think people could enjoy this. So we put together a live performing band and played our first show, I think, in September of 2010.
Was it difficult to take what you had written and recorded and then translate it from studio where you can, you know, put all the pieces together in any way you want to a live sound that can be adaptable for the stage?
At that point, it wasn't too difficult. We do love layers, but there are five of us on stage, and a lot of us are pretty decent with multitasking layers that are going on. So it's been a pretty smooth transition from studio to live.
What are your musical roots, or who do you take inspiration from as far as your writing goes? Because I can hear in your music, you know, some very traditional folk sounds, as well as, you know, some really dreamy, you know, kind of newer indie rock influences. Who do you kind of cite as your influences as you're writing?
Well, I think one of the interesting things about Parlors is every band member is probably going to cite fairly different inspirations. So that's what you get a big variety there. For me personally, I listen to a whole lot of like Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Carole King, like a lot of traditional songwriters from like the 70s and early 80s. The dreamier stuff, all of us are really into The Cure and more new wave. And I guess dream pop from the 90s, like Starflyer 59 and My Bloody Valentine and stuff like that. So you definitely start to hear those references, particularly in the full length that we just released. Because we're still finding our sound and shaping it as we grow.
And I know you guys also, I saw on your blog, just finished up a new music video. What's that experience like, working on a video?
Oh, it's so much fun to come up with concepts and then to see those actualized in, you know, the physical form. And it's a different medium of art than I'm used to. So it was cool. We filmed for 4 days, and it's almost like a short film. None of the band members are actually in the music video. But we had a friend, a director friend of ours, Dave Poyser, who had this concept of bringing fireflies to film, which is a pretty difficult process. Usually, fireflies you see in movies are CGI, but we didn't want to use any CGI. So a lot of it is layering and motion tracking these fireflies that are all real, but filmed at a different time than the live scenes, because the light exposures have to be so different for capturing humans and capturing fireflies. So it was a really fun process, but definitely a lot of hours.
It sounds like that would be quite the feat for the filmmaker working on it.
Yeah, it was. He was pretty amazing.
In looking at your tour dates, you guys are playing, you know, some bigger venues, and then you're also playing house shows and places like Ghost Light Coffee in Dayton. Is there a different approach to tackling playing in a bigger venue as opposed to playing at a house show or a really intimate venue like a coffee shop? Do you structure your set differently or just go into it with a different mindset?
Yeah, I think that the house shows tend to be a little bit more intimate. We generally don't seek out house shows. Those are usually people who have emailed us who really enjoy our music and say, hey, what can we do to get you here? And, you know, how can we make that happen? And we love those shows because it actually usually you only have 40 or 50 people, pretty small in attendance, but every person there is intentionally there for you and for the music. And a lot of them come already knowing the songs or just they're very, very attentive. And that's it's a really humbling experience to have people who are like so focused on you.
What does 2013 look like for you guys? Do you have any big plans for additional touring or more recording?
Yeah, well, we definitely will be doing both of those things in 2013. It's kind of, you know, it's hard to know. We're definitely going to reach out and try to play some festivals, you know, South By and those kind of things, and we'll plan tours accordingly around those. I think that we're talking about releasing an EP of maybe four or five songs that are a little bit more on the somber side. Our newest record has a more pop, and a lot of what we write is also kind of somber, so we kind of want to communicate that as well, maybe with just a four or five song EP of songs that are left over.
Can that be a hard choice sometimes to pick what tracks appear on the album or kind of the thematic direction when you've got, you know, all of these songs that you love and you've created? How do you tackle that process of choosing, you know, these go on this album and these are saved back for something else?
Oh, yeah, that's tough, especially because if you have listened to our album, we do have a fairly wide variety of subgenres within there. Like, you'll have one song that's kind of folky, and then the next one's just, like, this total synthed-out dream pop song. I like that personally because I tend to get a little ADD with music. Like, I like so much, and I enjoy variety in albums that I listen to. So I think that it's just making sure songs flow from song to song, and that every song can be as strong as possible. Just picking the strongest songs, I guess, and I'm hoping that other people think they're strong as well.
Since you guys formed, and you know, you've had an EP and a full length and some music videos, and you're doing this touring, how do you feel that you've grown as a songwriter and as a musician throughout this process?
Well, I know I definitely have grown. I think confidence, first of all. Like, I was totally new. When we recorded the EP, I had never really sang in the studio before, and I was very much learning how to use my voice, and it was all very intimidating for me. So I feel more confident as a songwriter, but a lot of that also has to do with the bandmates that are in Parlors, like especially Steve and Eric, and they really help shape the song. Steve is a songwriter himself. And to have him beside me being like, you know, maybe you should try this instead, or this was good, but this one wasn't as good. And somebody to tell me what is good and what isn't good. Because, you know, it's kind of hard to separate yourself.
So having that second or third or fourth set of ears throughout the whole writing process.
Yeah, because even though I'm humming to the band with songs usually, kind of their arrangement's somewhat complete, the song sounds so different after we fleshed it out as a band. I mean, we are truly a band in the sense that everyone is having an input on the production of the song and really bringing a level of life to the song that I could not accomplish on my own.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and look forward to seeing you guys here in Dayton.
Well, thank you so much.
That was Dana Halfordy from Parlors. They're going to be playing at Ghost Light Coffee this Saturday night. Chris N is going to be opening up that show. We'll have details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And you can check out Parlors at parlorsmusic.com.
Like the way you brush your hair out of your eyes when you're excited and your laugh breaks way up high. Like the way you talk late at night. So much, I think I'll call you mine. I think I'll call you mine. Did you mine. I think I'll call you mine. 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 I think I'll call you mine. I think I'll call you mine.